Just look at that. You've got a ladder in your nylon stocking. Oh, really, it's not good enough. Here am I impeccably dressed for the occasion. You go and get a ladder in your stocking. Go and change, for heaven's sake.
All right, but don't rob the bank till I get back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddick, and Joan Sims in...
Stop messing about. Hello and welcome to the last of the present series. I have written a few words in lieu...
Oh, it was you, was it?
Do you mind? In lieu of any formal announcement, I decided it was up to me to produce something, and here it is.
Well, you will keep it short, won't you?
Nothing about it. Now, first, my thanks to Hugh Paddick, my co-star.
Co-star.
Oh. Yeah, please yourself. Mm.
Who has continually backed me up in every way. Oh, yes. Yes, really. The lovely fellow. Lovely fellow.
And we mustn't forget our leading lady, Joan Sims, who, when she came on the show, brought a certain something with her. And now we've all got it. Yes, enthusiasm.
Yes.
Well, for my part, I'd like to mention our producer, Gene Simmons, one of the most friendly...
Gene? It's John. John Simmons. He's a fella.
Are you sure? Well, I mean, he's been sharing my dressing room since the series started.
Didn't you notice anything?
Well, yes. There was one little thing that passes me.
Go on, what was it?
Well, his handbag. It didn't match his army boots.
I don't like to push myself forward.
Well, stop doing it then. Yes. Ah, oh, Max Harris. Oh, sausage fingers. Ah, yes. Ably supported by his Denmark Street dropouts.
I have done quite a lot to...
Oh, yes, there's the writers. Thingamy, what's his name and the other one?
Mm.
They should have a plug.
And a bath to go with it. Hair.
If it hadn't been for me, you would never...
Oh, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, our actual announcer, Douglas Smith, OBE, failed.
Thank you. And now, once again, we pick up the harrowing, soul-scorching story of our star-crossed lovers, Meg and Tone.
You, my Turkish delight, my licorice allsort, my after-dinner mint, I stand trembling on the threshold of paradise, awaiting the summons of your dulcet tones, son. Oh, I can't go through all that again, Meg. Why don't you listen, you silly old custard?
Well, I'm writing a farewell note to my old fella, Tony.
Oh.
How does this sound?
Ah.
Dear old fella.
Ah, it's all right so far.
It's time for the parting of the way.
Ah.
I've stood by you through thick and thin.
It's mostly thin.
But the writing is on the wall, and there's a cold sausage in the larder.
Very suitable in the circumstance.
For your supper.
Yes,
yours faithfully, Meg. Your wife in brackets.
Well, he's had his chance, Meg. How long you two been together?
59 years come next Pancake Tuesday.
Ah, well, if you can't come to the boil after 59 years, either your gas has gone out or you've got fur in your kettle. Anyway, there's a whole new life waiting for you in Great Yarmouth, Meg. How much luggage you got?
2 suitcases, 1 parcel and the plastic bag from the laundry.
Oh, I can't carry all that lot to the bus stop. I'm saving myself for Great Yarmouth.
Oh, you needn't worry about the bus, Tone.
How do you mean?
My old fella's gone for a taxi.
Oh!
Problem Corner. And to prove that a trouble shared is a trouble doubled, here is our Problem Man of the Week.
My name is Clarence J. Mouse, partner, and I'm deeply disturbed by all these natural gases.
Surely there's something you could take.
Ah. Haven't finished. But all these natural gases they've discovered in the North Sea, it's not fair to fish who have made it their home.
You're fond of fish?
I am, yes. But I don't relish eating something that is liable to explode in my face.
You should be all right if you don't smoke between courses.
But what effect will this gas have on me and my loved ones?
Well, I don't think we want to go into all that.
No. Nobody does. But if they leave it till we all become airborne, it'll be too late.
Perhaps if you all wore very heavy shoes.
But you can't wear them in bed. We've tried. It tears the sheets. That is why me and my wife always sleep with sandbags tied round our waists. That's very inconvenient.
I'm sure it must be.
Last night I turned over quite suddenly and knocked her unconscious. However, I have thought of a solution.
Buy her a crash helmet?
No. He stopped eating fish. But now we've got another little problem.
What's that?
I can't get the sand out of the bed.
Once again, it's Crackerjack and Audie with Mother Time. So here is the toast of the tots, Millie Maud Nethersole.
Hello, tinies, and biggies too. Aren't pockets exciting? And one finds such funny things in them, doesn't one? Here's a story about someone whose pocket was always absolutely bulging. He was a kangaroo called Wilkinson. And he rattled when he jumped. Clatter, 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 he went. Willie, said his mother, what have you got in your pocket? And he replied,
funny balls, I said for 50, and then 27
I see, said his mother. Well, I suppose you've got to keep your bullseye somewhere. But in future, carry your boomerang under your arm. Otherwise, you could have a very nasty accident. But Wilkinson paid her no heed, and as it was leap year, he went out into the bush to practice leaping. A very dangerous thing to do with a bulging pocket. And before you could say tickety-boo, he'd fallen ears over tail into a billabong. Howsomever, when Wilkinson got home, he'd lost all his belongings. There was nothing in his pocket but some muddy water from the billabong. So now, instead of going clatter, 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 he goes slurp, slurp, slurp. And he's liable to have a little accident if he crosses his legs. Hence the expression, mud in your eye. But now, it's time for our song. Where have you been to, my son John? Where have you been to, oh, where? And who is that lady with nothing on who's sitting outside on the stair? She was down by the river, mother dear, and fearing that she might drown,
I fished her out and brought her here to give her a good rubbed on. And shall you be married, my son John? Will you and she soon be wed? No, I don't think it's likely, mother dear, 'cause she tells me her friends call her Fred.
And now, Correspondence Corner, devoted this week to photography.
Last night I went to this fancy dress party with my new movie camera.
A Zoom?
As Henry VIII. The thing is, my film come out all blurred. Can you advise me?
Well, the answer's in the negative.
A prize-winning slide I'd like to show you.
Certainly, go ahead.
Righto.
Next.
Whenever I get photographs through the post, they're all bent.
Chacun son goût. Next.
I enjoy taking photographs, but I have great difficulty in adjusting my lens.
Why not let your Len adjust his own? Next.
I like to photograph birds in their natural state, you see.
Well, that's all the letters.
I prefer wild ones, of course. I've got to hide to get the full effect.
I'm sure you have, but...
I always touch up my own work. Actually, and my flash cost me 10 guineas. Here, take your hands off me. I've a perfect right.
But we'll never see it. Well, this week, instead of vadoing back, we're vadoing forward as we hear what lies ahead of two intrepid space travellers.
Oh, hello, I'm Countdown Charlie, and this is my little booster, Blast Off Bobby.
Oh, hello! Oh, lovely! Oh,
lovely! Yes, how very interplanetary to vado your well-upholstered launching pad.
I gather you two are planning a moon probe.
Yes, well, love, what we've really got in mind is to put an Omi on the moon.
Put an Omi on the moon. In our time, too, they need a few of us up there. Yes. We'll be alive to the place.
And when do you expect to be sent up?
Oh! Well, we was all set for the launching ceremony, but he went and drank the champagne.
Yes, I do love a drop. Tickles me nose and me fancy. And also, we've got technical problems with the rocket.
Problems, yes.
With the rocket.
Not with the third stage retrothrust turbojet booster.
No, Jackie, with the decor. Yes, he keeps changing his mind about the colour of the curtains.
It's not the curtains. It's all them bubbles you've hung on the pelmet.
Nice. Few bubbles on your pelmet.
Ooh, I think it's dead common.
Balls around. Cut around.
I can see this is a highly scientific expedition.
Oh, it is, love. Oh, yes. 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 We want to find out if the change of gravity affects our way of life.
Yes. All different up there. Ooh. Yes.
Tell him who you've invited as that navigator.
Oh, I get it.
Go on, tell him. Go on, tell him.
Oh, I
get out of your system.
My lips are sealed.
Well, unseal them then. Go on, tell him.
No.
Go on, tell him his name. Tell him his name.
No.
It's Cosmonaut Clint, isn't it?
No. Oh, you got it out. Yes, yes. I admit it.
Yeah.
Cosmonaut Clint. Yeah. I can't face the journey without him there.
You're a fool to yourself about that, Clint.
He knows all the shortcuts. That is. He's been there before.
So you keep telling me.
Yeah.
Well, tell about how he asked you round to look at his lunar nodule.
Nodule! Nodule, not nodule, you great nana.
In he rode up. Tell him what happened.
Oh, I can't.
Go on, tell
him.
Oh,
I can't.
Get it out.
All right, then. Well, I went round to his place, you see, thinking to learn a bit about space probes.
And you did, didn't you?
Oh, I did.
Yes.
And just as we were sitting there having this dainty cup of tea, Clint did something very untoward.
Picture the scene. Picture the scene, love. My friend sitting there, cup in hand, little finger crooked. Mm. Just about to have a nibble at a Viennese fancy. His heat goes all blanched and he screams out. He screamed out, didn't you?
Yes, I
screamed.
Did. Yes. Yes. Yes, I did. I screamed.
Yes.
Don't do it, Clint. Don't do it.
Yes. And tell him what you told Clint not to do. And for why.
I can't.
Tell him. Go on. Go on. Tell him what you said.
I said, it's ginger twins if you don't let the same one pour.
Once again, it's time to meet our wandering folk group, and here, with the act they've just launched at the Harrow Road Slipper Baths, are Peter, Paul and Mrs. Nosebone. What melodic masterpiece have you brought us?
Well, we were hoping to sing Dick-a-dum-dum, Dick-a-dum-dum.
Yeah, we can remember the words.
I'm not surprised.
So we're here instead. He's an old Scottish air that we learned from an airy old Scot.
There's a working girl called Florrie who's slightly pigeon-toed.
Pigeon-toed.
And she drives a 10-ton lorry along the Great North Road.
Along the Great North Road she carries quite a load.
But her motto's better safe than sorry, 'cause she knows her highway code. If you break down at a junction because of your big end, or your lights refuse to function and you feel you need a friend, you feel you need a friend who's with you to the
on a lift from Florrie in a lorry, and she'll drive you round the bend.
Round the
Time now for our film adaptation. This week, a story of the Deep South and the American Civil War.
Lost, but not gone with the wind.
...1861. On the porch of a colonial mansion, a dignified southern lady sits embroidering a hominy grit. It's the swamps of Florida. Her husband, Mr. Swamp, stands beside her surveying the vast expanse of cotton with satisfaction.
That blouse sure shows off your figure, Mamie.
Thank you, Jane.
You know, I'm right worried, Mamie. Our slaves are getting uppity. The old gardener comes to work in a taxi.
You mean Uncle Tom's cabin?
Say, here comes young Lulabelle, looking unhappy as usual.
Well, wouldn't you, with a nickname like that, 'tain't fitting for a man. Call me by my proper name, Evelyn. Have you heard the news, Ma? We've seceded.
I knew you would if you kept trying.
Ma, we are at war with the North. I must put on my uniform, Ma. The South is going to need every district nurse they can get. General Robert T. Leaf is recruiting men in South Carolina. Don't try and stop me. I'm going to Charleston.
So, young Swamp, you've joined the Confederate Army, huh?
Yes, General, sir.
Then why are you wearing blue?
I'm not wearing anything. I'm just cold. Dear and more and pa. Yeah, at last I am a soldier. Yesterday we had bayonet practice and I learned the rebel yell the hard way. Tomorrow I think we will go over the top.
Producer's note, in his opinion, you already have.
Oh, I hate these war stories. All these men are not one decent part for a woman to get her teeth into.
Yes, I know how you feel, Miss.
I know you do, Douglas.
Tell you what, you can play the role I was going to play later.
Watch him, Joan. The string's attached to it.
Oh, I don't believe you. Thank you, Douglas. Carry on.
About time, too. The Battle of Bull Run.
Forward, men! Fire at will! That's the tall one with the flag. Then we'll advance close behind with the cavalry. They'll cover us.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Charge!
Some hours later, the battle was over. This is it, Miss Sims.
Oh, how nice, thank you. I, Douglas Smith, play the battlefield. Men are sprawled all over me in curious... in curious twisted positions. Wisps of smoke rise from my entanglements and my... and my hillocks have been held by each... by each army in turn. Yes. I see now why you didn't want to do it.
Some months later, the Confederate army, reduced to living on beans, were on the run.
Listen, Mamie, hear that distant rumbling? It's coming closer.
It's our boy, Jeb. I'd recognize that indigestion anyway.
I've deserted.
So the war's going badly, son.
Yeah, Paul. The Yankees are nearing Richmond. You can hear the guns at Kew Gardens. We gotta defend the plantation. Where's that old cannon we used to keep on the front lawn?
I'm here, my son. Peace be with you.
He's not a cannon. He's Max Harris. Oh, you've been itching to get your oar in, haven't you? Get back to your band, your piano-pounding poltroon. I'll clear off out of it.
Oh, Miss Sharp, straight out of the knife bomb. Oh, it's
nice. Mr. Williams, can we carry on?
I didn't know you cared.
Meanwhile, the Union soldiers were heading towards the plantation, singing a northern marching song.
Squad!
The Union soldiers fell out for a quick goober pee.
A what? Signed, outraged of Ilford.
Historically verified term for peanuts, so there. To continue, refreshed, they attacked the house.
Here they come! We gotta hold them, son!
I'm doing the best I can. Pass me another round.
Well, there's only cheese and tomato left.
Oh, no! We'll have to surrender, wave something white out the window. Paw, not that! Must be small. Never see your hanky from here.
I'll wave my 90.
What for?
I always wave that when I want to surrender.
Too late. They're at the front door. Yeah?
How do? Look, I'm going to have to surrender to you. Something rather embarrassing's happened.
Oh, yes! Look!
His trousers, they are made of cotton.
They just split because they're rotten. Look away!
Look away! Look away! Look away!
I wish I'd worn me long johns
today! Today!
I wouldn't feel on Disabel defending my old glory.
And that's the way we end our story.
The Union split.
That was the last of the present series of Stop Messing About. As usual, it starred Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddock, Joan Sims, and the Max Harris Group. The script was by Johnny Mortimer and Brian Cook and Miles Rudge. The producer was John Simmons.